Between Mirrors, by Francis Rosenfeld. Chapter 9. Reading the Coffee Grounds. Well, that was quite a party. Grandfather engaged Claire in conversation over a flavorful cup of coffee. The clock had just struck 4. Grandmother had decided to surprise them and make the coffee Turkish style in a hammered copper ibrik, over a low flame. The brew had a thick, smooth texture and rich foam was floating on top, almost more food than drink. Yep, Claire sipped her coffee without elaborating. And? Grandfather asked impatiently. What do you think? You know how I worried that I might not fit in with this crowd? Claire laughed. Now I know for sure. So, what are you gonna do, quit? He asked displeased. Of course not, are you kidding? I'll just continue not fitting in. She smiled through the thick steam of the coffee like a guilty Cheshire cat. You're going for the misunderstood artist persona, I see. Grandfather smiled back, stuffing a small cotton ball into his cigarette holder before he fitted the cigarette in it. He lit it and took long, slow puffs, which he blew out in blue rings of smoke. For what it's worth, I think it was a success, Grandmother encouraged Claire. People seem to like your paintings, she said, then paused and qualified the statement. Quite a few of them, I think. Claire didn't answer. She kept smiling while she swirled the coffee grounds around the sides of the cup until their muddy texture coated it to the brim. When she was done, she turned the cup upside down on its saucer. Whatever the future has in store is up to you, Bibel, not the coffee grounds, Grandmother laughed at her. No, go ahead, Grandfather encouraged. He smiled contented through the blue cigarette smoke. I really want to hear. Might as well, Grandmother conceded and moved the little cup to a thick napkin to help it dry faster while everybody waited for the sweets. Claire got up and disappeared into the kitchen, returning a few minutes later with a plate of macaroons. The late winter sun had almost reached the horizon and sent horizontal waves of yellow light through the west windows. Its intense glow felt even more unreal when paired with the crisp air outside. The logs in the fireplace had turned to ambers and Claire couldn't tell which glowed brighter, the fire or the intense yellow light of the sunset. The texture is too thick, Grandmother protested displeased. Which setting did you use for the coffee grinder? The finest, Claire protested. Never mind, she frowned, I'll make do. What do you see? Claire stretched her neck. Don't rush me, Grandmother pulled away to focus on the patterns. An intricate embroidery covered the sides and the bottom of the cup. Well, there is one thing I can tell you, things are moving very quickly. I was just about to count 3 dots, and then 2, and now just 1, the grounds keep falling off even as I'm looking at them. So, before the last dot falls, in a unit of time, might be days, weeks, months, years, I'd say a month, you are going to catch a big fish. Oh. Grandfather snapped to attention, pleased. Whatever it is, it's significant and very good for you, Grandmother nodded. What else? Claire couldn't help herself. Grandmother turned to the side with the handle, the place of family. Kinfolk from the east, they're presenting you with the gift of water. What does that even mean? Claire asked befuddled. How should I know? These symbols are very personal, you should be able to figure them out for yourself. It definitely looks like a dragon holding a chalice. Look, see? Claire followed Grandmother's fingers as they pointed out the outline of scaly wings. What kinfolk from the east? What kinfolk do you have? Grandfather's mood soured abruptly. Oh, Claire retreated. It looks like a big gathering too, in a clearing, maybe? Grandmother continued interpreting. I see 2 paths opening up to you, Bibel. You will have to choose. Between what? Well, the right path leads straight to your heart and to the letter J, Grandmother nodded knowingly. I don't know any J, Claire protested. Of course you don't. You haven't encountered him, it or them yet. It can be anything, a person, a gathering, a place, a calling. I see three dots here. I'd guess they mean years. She'll be old and gray by then, and shriveled like a prune. Grandfather jumped indignant. Thank you, Papa, Claire retorted. You're welcome, sweetie, he said, then turned to Grandmother. You know I'm right. I'm of half a mind to bless a union with one of your kind before it's too late for it to matter. Claire pondered the fact that she had never considered whether those family members of hers who only showed up in the shadow even had names. A downpour of strange words fell inside her mind, some so strange they seemed impossible to pronounce. Anyway, Grandmother returned to her fortune-telling, the left path leads to an M and a very large chair. I guess that means a position of authority. Oh, good, two suitors then, Grandfather looked hopeful. I never said they were suitors, Grandmother replied. You're such a beacon of hope, you know that? I never said they weren't either, Grandmother replied. Oops, never mind, the M is gone. She avoided looking at Grandfather, who was giving her an annoyed stare. What? I told you things were moving fast. 2 years. She looked at Grandfather and reconsidered. Or months. Oh, look here. Somebody's watching over you, she said excited, pulling on Claire's sleeve to draw her attention to the outline of a ghostly presence looking down on her. I know, Maman, Claire looked back at her, squinting a little to filter out the light of the setting sun. It was so intense it brought tears to her eyes. I know.